Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221-1402.
Open up. It's Monday.
It's Monday, and the weekend was pretty good. We're going to talk a little bit about that. First, introduce Frosty, our producer.
Good morning.
So did you veg out?
I kind of did. Well, you allergies.
Allergies. Well, you know what? I noticed that. You know, I was out shooting. I was out shooting. You know, heavy stuff yesterday, and I was starting to sneeze.
I want to hack down every oak tree within 50 miles.
Well, we can use it. You know what? They're going to do that because they're going to need to print all the money that we're spending with the government. They're going to need all those extra trees, all that extra paper, and of course, my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. This is again where you use the neti pot.
The neti pot.
N-E-T-I. And clear out those nasal passages, because what happens once some of that pollen gets up in there?
Yeah, it we don't just want becomes, that pollen up in there.
No, we don't want that pollen up in there.
No.
But when I said open up and smile and sing out loud, it's Monday. We got to get going here. Taxes are coming up. And another thing, boo-hoo.
Uh-oh.
I got two or three things to talk about this morning. Quickly, Follies Berger, after 49 years. In Las Vegas, has dimmed their lights. Now, I just have to share with you quickly that I worked Vegas for 12 years. And in my day, which would have been late 70s to early 91, the best dancers on the strip were at the Follies Berger. You had to be 5'8" minimum. There were no short dancers. You had to be 5'8". You had to, and they were, when I say the best dancers, is they did like spot checks every week that your extensions, meaning your kick, was very much like the Rockettes, that they had to make sure that that kick was always right up at the ear, and they could not gain weight, and they were very, very strict in their approach. Stop it.
Well, I mean,
I've got three guys in the studio smiling at me.
The Follies Berger, I mean, wasn't that the one that had the big headdresses and they were topless?
Well, yeah, so I was in a show like that, too. I just didn't know you then. And my grandfather from Iowa came.
But you weren't topless, though.
No, but I sang next to girls who... But see, the thing is, yes, but it's a cast of 80, and they come out with all these fabulous costumes. They just... They're wearing G-strings. Now, we're starting this on a Monday morning, and anybody who's been to a Vegas review knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. After a while, the grandfather, who was a coal miner and came with a cast of I don't know how many, saw his grandfather's daughter in dancing and singing in one of these shows. I was the lead singer. Well, after a while, it just becomes like furniture.
Well, that's some furniture.
You can only count so many.
I had to go to it three times before I realized they were actually dancing in the show.
Well, I know. You can only count so many boobs, and then after a while, it's, what else? Okay, now next, walk a mile in her shoes. This is the walk. A first for Reading in 2008 begins at 10 a.m. at the north end of the mall in downtown as part of an international men's march to fight rape, sexual assault, and gender violence. It's the kind of thing nobody talks about, you know. But the event's chairman, which is Dave Reginald, is adding that such crimes worsen in times of economic strife. So pay attention to this. Each participant in Saturday's walk is asked to raise about $100 in donations. This is the proceeds are going to be going to the Shasta Women's Refuge. So, time for you guys to think about walking a mile in her shoes.
Hey, this is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll get back to the phones. Gary, you're going to be up next. News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. This is Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Robert Logan. Attorney at law, bankruptcies, divorces, civil, criminal cases. His phone number is 241-0126. Rob's the man to go to. He's going to fight for you. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. What's up, Gary?
I'm singing the praises of the Dance Project Exposed. I attended Saturday night, and I want to encourage everyone. Unbelievable performance. These are local talent, and the Dreamgirls medley was every bit as enjoyable and sung well as the movie. So
wow.
I want to encourage everybody. It's amazing, and from now on, I am hooked. I will definitely attend the other dance project performances, but this Saturday night's was wonderful.
Oh, that's so great to hear that.
We've been talking about this for, you know, for a couple weeks, and we hope that a lot of people took our word for it and went out and tried it. So obviously you did.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
Great.
You bet.
Well, you know, James Santos is just a class act, and I know that everybody that's worked with this project, they spend weeks. And yep. He said when he called, 20 numbers.
Well, they're going to be on this Friday and Saturday, too, if I remember right.
That's right. So we've got
Cascade Theater.
Yep, another chance to go out
right.
and see it.
Okay. Our guest today has been on before, but we're going to have him on for an update or two because tax day is coming. So Greg Mann, who is heading up the Bostonian Tea Party, Tax Revolt, and Reading Society.
Reading Society, I love it.
is,
good morning, Carl
is
and
our
Linda
guest.
And Kelly. How are you all doing?
Okay, what's an update? Good. Give us an update.
Well, we've actually made quite a bit of progress. We've had a couple of organizational meetings. Actually, we have one tonight. Interesting development as of last night. The national TaxDayTeaParty.com and the California affiliate with it, the California Tea Party, both of those websites are down right now. They're under cyber attack. And so
what's under attack?
Both the national and the state websites are down right now because they're under cyber attack. We don't know from where. We're trying to figure out who is trying to intervene and interrupt.
Well, let me think. Okay, let me think.
Well, we're not going
to
go
money.
There.
But there's a local place to go.
Yes, BostonianTeaParty.com is still up and going and functional in its simple but very basic form. We do have from the
simple
city
Simple but effective.
Simple but effective, yeah. We do have from the city of Reading our approval to do this. We're number P-010-050, and this is April the 15th. From 6 o'clock till approximately 7:30 or 6:15 to 7:15.
Now, but there's going to be something that starts before that, though, on the steps of City Hall.
Yes, Shastax is doing also a demonstration there. They focus a little bit more on the California state issues and particularly 1A, I believe it is, that's on the ballot. And so the organization is going to be meeting there at City Hall. At, I believe it's 5 o'clock. I think it's 5:30. And they're going to have some guest speakers. And when they wrap things up, approximately 6 o'clock, those who wish to, and hopefully most of those folks, will come right on over to the Sundial Bridge. Yeah. And they will participate in our event, too, because they are slightly different, but they are coordinated together under the same banner of, essentially, no taxation without representation.
Yeah, well, Linda and I are going to be MCs for the Shastax, and of course, we're involved with you too, because, you know, one of the things we realize is that this radio station and this show gives a voice to people who care about what's happening to the North State and to our country. And so if we can help in this way by going out and letting people know that there's things going on that we need to stand up and say enough is enough. I've had it. I've had you spending so much money so that if I had a child that was born today, that child would have a bill of about $10,000, if not more, handed to him or her and said, by the way, this is what you owe the government. And we'll research and see how much exactly it is. But every child that's born gets a bill. And, you know, and I wasn't kidding about the oak trees being cut down here to print more money. And the fact is that we're going, our legislature right now finds new ways of spending money, but no ways of getting the illegals out of our country. I don't understand this.
Well, I think that the GAO has recently come up with a report indicating that if all of these programs and plans that have been proposed go through, we're looking at about a $9.6 trillion deficit in just what's been proposed.
Well, anyway, hey, with that in mind, let's sell some stuff. This is Carl Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley are the finest tobacco emporium in California and the finest coffee you can buy at Espresso Joe's. Joe and Shelley. And by the way, if you're going to buy your tobacco products,
Guess what?
Starting April 1st, the price per pack, the tax goes from 39 cents a pack of cigarettes to $1.01. If you're used to rolling your own, for those buying that bag of loose tobacco for $20, guess what? It just went to $60. Anything. I think cigars get a dollar a piece more. So this is our government's way of raising money to pay for these programs. It's a regressive tax, of course, because the people that are rich don't care if you raise it, but people that are the working class, it hits them really hard. Next thing you're going to see, of course, is the fee on gas. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning. And also, Greg. This is Willie Preston with Shastax.
Yes, Willie.
Good morning, Willie.
Talk to us.
What's on your mind?
Well, if there was ever any doubt why taxpayers are getting so angry with both the state and the federal government, I think you just outlined it. They're figuring out a new way to tax us every time you turn around. You know, there was that Beatles song, Tax Man, if you recall. You know, if you're walking down the street, they're going to figure out a way to tax your feet. And that's really what it's come down to. So that's why I think groups like Greg's there as well as ours, everybody is really trying to figure out some way to get the word out that we have had enough and that we do need to stand up at some point and let folks know that we're paying enough taxes already. You guys need to learn to live within your means, too.
Well, somebody sent me an email, and I've got to go back and check the numbers, but I think on April 15th, you've got something like over 2,000 protests in cities throughout the United States to our nation is going to happen to let the government know exactly what we do think about their idea of not just an income tax and a sales tax and a gas tax. It's a dog tax. It's a license tax. It's a building tax. It's a street tax. I think I've got like 25 taxes and fees we pay as Americans. And people talk about, oh, you know, we're only going to raise their income tax. You know, it's only going to be like 1%. Well, it's bull. It's not true because they're going to add other things onto it. Greg?
Well, I know that we have 31 cities at this particular point in the state of California that are involved in this, and certainly a lot more that aren't necessarily directly affiliated with TaxDayTeaParty.com. Then across the United States, we have well over 300 communities. Guinness Book of World Records is taking a look at this as perhaps being the single largest grassroots simultaneous organization ever.
Well, I've got to go back and check the email, but it was from one of our listeners that, of course, we get, 100 or more emails a day with links, and I was trying to keep them all straight. But I'll go back and take a look. But there's a lot of people upset about this. So what are you going to do, Willie?
If you want to take a look at it, too, I mean, you were talking about all these existing taxes in place, and now the state, in their infinite wisdom, they're figuring out ways to expand those taxes into brand new areas where they're trying to expand what was once just the sales tax that used to be on products. Now they want to expand it out into different services.
Into services, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they want to tax the vets.
Veterinary services. When you go to the veterinarian, you want to go play golf. Now they're going to put sales tax on that. It's kind of reaching out across the board, figuring out where they could pull in more money from.
Well, why don't they start taxing downloads of porn? Why don't they start taxing every time a law is not passed? You know, or every time a day goes by without a budget, that we put a 90% tax on the legislators.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really interesting one. If you want to take a look at what had happened, this last winter when they had to go back, reopen a budget that they'd only passed just a couple months before, and they went reopen that thing because it had fallen short of money. They had passed a budget that was really not even worth the paper that it was written on. And they had to come back, and they had to pass a new one because they recognized they were already falling short of cash.
So why are we paying people for non-performance? That's my question. I mean, I get paid for showing up and producing a show here. Linda and I get paid for that. Greg gets paid when he opens his shop up. And if people don't want to come or listen to our show, there's ramifications. They don't want to come to Greg's shop. There's ramifications. There's no ramifications on the legislators. They can do anything they damn well please, Willie.
Well, and ultimately, you know, you had just said, why are they getting paid for non-performance? Well, no, they were performing. It was just fake. That was the problem.
Oh, okay.
They weren't actually doing what was really necessary.
You're right. We were paying them.
Something on paper, but it had fallen apart because it wasn't a true, honest budget that actually reflected what income would be coming in.
They're not representing the people is what it boils down to. They're representing special interest and everything else but the people.
All right. We always appreciate your call, Willie.
Thanks, guys, and we'll see you out there on April 15th in front of City Hall.
Absolutely. We've got to take a break now. ABC News. This is Carla Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS with Carl Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you want the finest jewelry in town, or if you want yours redone, you want your watch repaired, it cleaned, batteries for your watches, anything, this is the place to go to. Great work, great prices. Now, let's go to the phones. I think I know this guy. Good morning there, Ken.
Good morning, Mr. Bott. This is Ken Murray. I'm all excited about this coming weekend. There's a lot of activities taking place in town. Are you guys going to be participating, involved, around?
Well, we're not even going to be around. We're leaving on the 3rd and won't be back till that Sunday. Otherwise, I was getting out my red satin pumps.
I don't believe you. You know, last year I challenged a Marine to walk a mile in high heels. Being a proud former Air Force enlistee, and the weenie Marine, and Marines, you know, I mean, this is my one experience with a Marine. The Marine wore high heels for 200 feet and then switched to flats.
Oh, no, who did that?
We're talking about Marine Dr. Ray John.
No. Dr. John would never do that. Ray would, no. Okay.
I was maybe right next to him in my spike heels. And so my impression is Marines talk the talk, but can't walk the walk.
Well, you know what? I tell you what. You know what? If we were going to be in town, I would have just raced you.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you know what? You've got
with
me.
Fishnets
you've got
on.
Me. We made these plans months and months ago, but you're right. No, you're walking the walk and I'm just sitting here.
That's right. I just want to point that out.
Okay.
And frankly, you know, I'd like to see a Marine out there walking the walk and not just talking the talk and making the whole mile in a pair of high heels.
Well, you know what? I am sure that there will be somebody out there. But I tell you what we will do. I know you're trying to raise money, Mr. Murray. Well, Free Fire Radio is good for $25 for you to march out there in your high heels.
Is that all? What's wrong with the Nicholas step?
Because you take little bitty steps because you got little bitty legs.
No, I stroll proudly in high heels for awareness about violence against women.
Oh, I tell you what, then you know we'll go a little
bit. A Nicholas step would cost you at most $130.
Well, that's $130.
That's right.
So I tell you, okay, we'll go up
and
to every other step.
Marines.
We'll go up to every other step for $50 if you pay us 50 cents a lap when we're racing for the veterans at the Shasta County Raceway.
What? So you can sit on your ass and drive a car while I'm walking in high heels?
Well,
yeah,
the whole thing, though.
I'm driving, too, you know, and it's dangerous out there. We went out there the other day. These people are not playing. This is not bumper cars at the fair.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay. Hey, we got to run, Ken, but okay, you got your pokes in here, and you're right. I mean, I'm talking to talk. You're walking to walk.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We love him.
Hey, we've got some other callers. We'd like to introduce our guest today, too. Sergeant John Mattson is a young man who joined the Army and has, we're going to talk to him a little bit, and then we're going to get to our callers. But I wanted people you know, what we do here, as you know, is we take our Iraqi veterans, the ones that have been over there, and bring them back here so everybody remembers, hey, we've got a war going on in a couple places. I realize we go down and we drink beer and dance on saloon bars, but there's a lot of people. Yeah, John said, yeah, I like to do that. And, but there's a lot of places that people don't understand that we're out fighting. So welcome aboard here, Sergeant Matson.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, hey, okay, now, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you went to school here in town, and...
I went to school at CVH, graduated from there in 2003. Right after that, I enlisted in the Army and the Military Police Corps. Went to Airborne School at Fort Benning, Georgia, and then was stationed in Germany for 3 years, where a year of that was spent in Iraq from 05 to 06. Now I'm at Fort Bragg, and was there, got there in the end of 06, and at the end of 07, I deployed for 15 months. Just got back in March. I'm married to Tisha Jacoby, now Tisha Madsen, obviously, and we have a three-year-old son, Riley.
Cool.
Hey, bravo. Okay. Yeah. Now, John, tell us on your first tour there. Was it kind of exciting?
Oh, yeah. They,
I think you can say where you're at.
Well, yeah, I was in Baghdad the first time. And the difference between the first time I was there and the time I was there this last time was night and day. I mean, every time we went out, we were pretty sure something was going to happen. Not something didn't happen every time, but... You were, at least once a week, something happened to somebody in the company. Nobody got hurt. Nobody died the first time. But the second time, nothing happened for the entire 15 months.
Okay.
And that just shows you the
change.
The change that we are making over there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the same thing is when I was there the first time, of course, I was there right in 2003. Things were a little bit quiet, and then they started picking up. The second time, I was there from 2006, 2007 out in Fallujah. Out in Al-Anbar province, which you're familiar with, and it was 80 incidents a day, 60 to 80 incidents a day, people getting killed or wounded. Al-Anbar province has been turned back over to the Iraqis, gosh, 6-7 months ago, at least now. Mm-hmm. And so the Iraqis are taking care of all the security for that. So, and we're running into the same thing, is that there are very, very few incidents. Yeah, people go over there for an entire year, don't get shot at. There's nothing that happens. It's a big change.
Right. I read a book while I was over there. This second time I was there in Mamadiya, and I read a book called Warlords, written by Marine Second Lieutenant Ilario Pantano. I don't know if you've ever heard mm-hmm. of him or not. And he was actually in Mamadiya, and the book took place in Mamadiya. Everything that it was his experience over there. And reading that book, and then what we were doing, it was. Like, it wasn't even night and day. It was so different.
It is.
That, like, he was places that he was talking about and things that happened to them at those places that I knew where they were at because we went there every day. And I just couldn't believe that stuff happened there in that town because it was so quiet all the time. Kids running, you know, chasing the cars, wanting candy, wanting whatever, wanting to shake your hand. People coming up just to talk to you. That never happened in the first deployment. You were getting rocks thrown at you. Not you weren't throwing candy at them.
Well, I tell you what, it wasn't rocks a lot of times. It was RPGs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, we've got a lot of people on the phone here, and you're going to be able to sit here and listen to our audience.
Okay.
Ed, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Hey, I'm a local business owner, and I was just curious, how much would the folks save in taxes if we didn't have to pay for city workers and government workers' pensions, and how something like that would get on a ballot for future elections?
Well, I think that a lot of, well, of course, there'd be a lot of money saved, but I think it would be difficult then to have people come to work for the government, because if you're working at a regular job, you know, no matter what the job is, you're putting money in the and you hope management is, you know, for a lot of industry is matching that to be able to have pensions and to have medical care and things like that. I mean, so I think there's got to be that ability, so people when they work for the government here have a retirement plan. The question is how much should they be paying into that retirement plan?
Right. We just have to, you know, as a business owners, we have to worry about our own pensions. But not only that, shoulder the money that has to go to everybody else's pensions.
And you're absolutely right. You know, we pay a lot of taxes every year to ensure people are taken care of. But
the last question I had was, what do you guys think about the taxpayers' money going to the detainees and setting them up with a new home and money here.
You know, I just saw that today. They're taking them out. There's a proposal to take them out of Guantanamo Bay and put them in the United States and set them up in. It's almost like a that secret witness program. I just heard that today. Yeah, I know John's
it's
going,
that,
what?
It's that I love you, hate you, let me beat you and kiss you.
I don't understand it. You know, like I said, I just heard about it today, and I need to do more research on this. But just on the first blush, it sucks. But then again, hey, what can we do?
And here's a thought that I haven't heard anybody mention, but what's the possibility of us having a terrorist in the White House?
Well,
well,
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Jack
Thanks.
Bauer might.
Well, Jack Bauer can handle that. Hey, look,
Jack
this is
Bauer,
Carl.
Man.
This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
We are pleased to announce that Oakdale Heights Assisted Living News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning. Welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography, 2655 Park Marina Drive. The best photographers that we know of, and they can just do anything that you want them to do. Family, business, seniors, babies, weddings. Check it out.
Hey, our guest is Sergeant John Matson, who is a two-tour awardee for Iraq. Okay, now you had one story you told us during the break here that when you're reading the book, and what was the difference that you saw? I mean, just immediate the difference.
They were talking about, or he was talking about in the book, that every time they went out, they knew somebody was going to get hurt or somebody was going to die. And that's just how crazy it was, because Mama Dia was at the northeastern tip of what was known as the Triangle. The southeastern tip is what was known as the Triangle of Death. So when we got orders that we were going there, we trained like we were going to World War III. And when we got there, it was a peacekeeping mission. I mean, it wasn't even a peacekeeping mission. It was just a roll out and shake hands and kiss babies mission.
What I'm trying to get across, and what John is trying to get across, people, is that we've won. We've won if we don't throw it away. That we need to keep the people there to ensure that this stays, but we've won. You know, we've got people, we've got units going through there for 15 months, for a year, without any incidents or such a minor incident. They'd be more, it's more dangerous in South L.A. Let's go to the phones.
Or Oakland.
Ron, good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to the sergeant for his service.
Yeah, thank you.
And you guys are all heroes to us.
Thank you. We try.
Carl?
Yeah.
I heard twice during the campaign Obama say that the rights in the Constitution are negative rights. And nobody's ever been able to answer my question, what did he mean by that? And I was hoping you guys could research that and find out what he means by the constitutional rights to the citizens of the United States
are
negative rights.
Well, you know, I've never heard that, but I tell you what, there's a lot of people that are listening right now that are going right to their computers that are going to be looking that up. So negative rights, I tell you what, we'll research that and see what we can come up with.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.
George, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. About a terrorist in the White House, I'm not so sure we don't have one.
Yeah, I think.
But, you know, this tax thing, we got to put a stop to it. I don't know how long our politicians are going to think that we're a little bit stupider than they are, or not smart enough to understand what they're doing. But I'm getting a little sick of it. I'm too old to worry about it much because I won't be here that much longer. But I think that somebody needs to do something.
Well, you know, the only way you're going to do anything, the only way we're going to do anything is to vote the people out. Now, unfortunately, the people that in this, just in this state, let's just use this state, that are heaping on the taxes and everything, controlling our state government, are being reelected every year or every 2 years by their constituents. And if we have somebody that's fighting against that and we elect them, it's just not enough of people trying to control taxes as are people trying to spend more money. But you're right. We're at this point where it's at some point, everybody's just going to say, hey, it's enough. I'm not sending you any more money. You know, get by with what you've got. There's got maybe it's time for a constitutional convention one more time where we can put something in our Constitution, actually put a law in the Constitution that says you will not spend more money than we bring in.
Well, that's the way it should be, and that's the way I have to. When I've always run my business, and I've always been, if I can't afford it, I don't buy it.
Well, you know what? That's just the way we are. And unfortunately, our legislators on the state and federal level do not believe this. And
yeah,
so,
by the way, one other thing, Carl.
Sure.
Pat that guy on the back. You got in there with him from one from a Korean veteran to him.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're the heroes also. I tell you, you know, anybody that has served our country is a hero. So, you know, thank you so much, George.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here, and we'll finish up in our last segment. This is Carl in the Bottom. Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. The truth, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. You know, Rush baby number one, but we're number one in your hearts. Hey, Sergeant John Matson, thank you so much for being on the show today. Now, where's your next duty station, maybe?
Well, I got to go back to North Carolina, and hopefully I'll be back here in Reading to be a recruiter within the next few months.
Well, I tell you what, you're a fine example of what the Army turns out, I tell you. So, and thank you so much for your service. You're a hero.
And thanks for having me on. It was fun.
No problem. John, good morning.
Yeah, the reason why these new politicians don't make any changes is because they'd be voted out.
Well,
this is a socialized country that we're living in now.
We're you know what? We're moving in that direction. We need to remove some of these people.
You know, one thing, I can't see why the taxpayers have to pay for the unions for the public service employees.
That's a good question.
Across the board, state, federal, city, county. Why should we have to pay for somebody's union that's going to protect their wages?
That's a good question, John.
I mean, that's millions of dollars a year.
And, that you know, it's never ending, and it keeps going up.
That's right.
You know, there was...
But, you know, these politicians are not going to make any changes because they'll be voted out.
Well, the thing is
like,
that if they don't make changes, they're going to be voted out.
The other hand is that if they make changes, they will be gone.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that, you know, you see all this stuff happening. And here we are in Redding, California, and the North State. The North State feels completely different. I'm just amazed at how completely different we feel about spending and about taking care of yourself than people south of Sacramento. I don't understand this. I don't understand where so many people believe that the government needs to give them a handout, that the government needs to make sure that they're okay.
Yep, that's right. They, everybody wants a handout,
yeah.
But most I don't. I've never depended on the government for anything.
You know, a lot of people up here don't, you know, and they don't want to take it from the government. But what you're doing, you're starting to raise, you're going to start raising generations again that depend on the government, that there's not going to be any new, you know, new jobs in industry, but you're going to have 300,000 new jobs in the government. I mean,
I've been a business
going on
owner
here?
For 40-some years here in California, and I never depended on the government. Yeah. I mean, these public service workers, you take anything away, they'd cry like a baby.
Hey, we got to run, John. Thanks a lot for calling.
Hey, I have a question. I wonder if any of our listeners actually went and drove to Oakland and attended the funeral of the four fallen officers. I really, it's something that we cannot forget about. And I've heard just heard somebody in the Reading Radio went. So hopefully we'll get her on. I want to feel and hear what the temperature was of that day. And second of all, I want to thank all those people who came out to the Turtle Bay auction on Saturday night. I know we're in tough times, but there was a great outpouring of support for the Turtle Bay and all the local businesses that gave. And it was an honor to be co-emceeing with Dave West and Mark LaSalle as the auctioneer. And it was out of Field of Dreams. And it was the first time I'd ever actually been out there, and they turned the clubhouse into a wonderful event. You were there, Carl. We had a great time.
It's a good time. Hey, by the way, there's three or four, maybe more, riders from the Patriot Guard or Old Guard riders or MIEP that went down to Oakland. 21,000 people, they say,
wow.
Showed up. You know, we talked about how they had this march for the murderer. out there.
I saw that on the news. I couldn't believe that.
That's Sergeant Matt's in there. You know, we couldn't believe it either. But they had 21,000 show up there in support of these men that fell doing their in the line of duty. So, hey, you know, one other thing we want to do is, you know, our Racing for the Veterans is taking off. The truck's being built, and now we've had the roll cage, the roll bars. The steel was donated by Girlinger Steel. And the paint by Martin Paint and Color with Dino down there, and it's going to be painted. The truck's being painted by Precision Auto Body and Jose. They're going to paint it OD green for everybody that doesn't know quite what that color is. Picture kind of a pukey shade of green, but that's one with, yeah, Sergeant Matson, he's
laughing. We saw the racetrack on Saturday, and boy, I'll tell you, this is not little, go-kart stuff.
That's right. And we're going to be putting flyers out today in a number of businesses that we're going to talk to you about tomorrow where you can get them, where you can donate $10 and you get your name on this truck, painted on this truck. Hey, and we're selling the tailgate for $500.
And all the proceeds go to?
Missing in America Project for their move from Reading, moving three veterans from Reading to Arlington. Hey, look, this is Carl Lindabot here on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?